On this episode of Still Loading, it's the crossover event of the century. Hey guys, it's Josh, and welcome back to this bonus surprise episode of Still Loading. That's right, it's a surprise for all of you. And what this one is all about is I did an episode with my buddies from the No Geeks Allowed podcast. Once again, KNOW, No Geeks Allowed. And this is an episode of theirs that's actually coming out the same time as this one here. I asked them if it was cool if I made this into a little bonus episode of mine, since it is video game related or video game culture related, so I figured why not. And they were kind enough to let me use the episode that I recorded with them. So, yeah, listen. And if you guys have not listened to their podcast, I highly recommend doing so. It's absolutely fantastic. They're really funny. They have great conversations. And we had a great time recording this. So I hope you all enjoy. And I don't know if I need to do any plugs for this, but I'm just going to kind of let this one fade out like theirs does. You're just going to hear their episode in its entirety. So thank you all once again, guys. And you will hear a regular episode, not this Sunday, but the following Sunday. So, yeah, thank you. And here is the episode.
Give me the beat, boys, and free my pole. I want to get lost in your Tootsie Roll.
That's not the actual lyrics.
I'm pretty close.
You know what? I feel like that's copyright.
If you would have Shazammed me with the app, that would
have you know up. What? Your phone would have been deleted.
That's exactly how I remember it.
I mean,
who is this thing? The Doobie Brothers?
Yes.
Josh, you know more about that than I would
Hall
have thought.
Hall & Oates.
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure the Doobie Brothers sang that song. I mean, James was spot on, obviously.
I mean, there's some pole, there's Tootsie Rolls in there. I don't know about spot on.
It's synonymous.
Yeah. Oh, it's Frank Sinatra. Oh, yeah.
For some reason, I went there, too. I'm like, It's synonymous. It's Frank Sinatra. I don't know why I went there.
It's his B-roll. It's unreleased. It's like Tupac.
It's Tupac. It's Tupac. Just keeps coming out of albums.
Frank Tupac.
Yeah, that's his middle name.
Tupantra.
You know, there's a new song by Frank Sinatra. Yeah. Sounds a lot like Kanye West. It's really weird.
What a weird way to, like...
Just like Kanye West songs.
Just speaking of Kanye West, like, I hate talking about him. Just because he's just very eccentric, and he just annoys me. But he's talented in his own right because he's being successful at what he does. But I remember when Hurricane Katrina hit, and they had those like ads playing. It was him and Mike Myers, like Austin Powers, Mike Myers. Yeah. Not like
was he
in character or
no? Okay. It was like a serious thing. They're trying to raise money for Katrina.
I thought you meant the killer was there.
No,
I was going to be that.
I had to clarify.
Okay. I went straight to the actor. But anyway, go on.
It was live. It was like these live promos to get you to call in and donate money. And then Mike Myers is like going on a spiel like, you can save all these people in Katrina.
He doesn't talk.
And then it cuts to like Kanye and he goes, Bush hates black people. And then and Mike Myers just goes, what the fuck, dude? He just goes. And it was like the most awkward.
Away.
It was live.
Really, but what do you do at that point? You're just like, I mean.
Wash my hands and
how do I riff off that?
You don't.
Like,
you just,
ooh.
Yeah,
well,
baby.
That would be great. You know what? Not to get political, but what's even weirder is that he's supporting Trump.
Yep.
Is he doing that again?
Yeah, well,
I thought he was off that.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying he's like advertising it anymore, but he's a Trump supporter. I just find that kind of funny where he goes all like from one conservative to another conservative.
I thought
like,
he
hates one to another one.
It's a lot.
I literally have no idea. I thought he was like the one who's like, I'm political. I'm not political anymore. Political.
He's afraid to do it.
I don't know.
Just when I'm about to get in trouble, like, I'm not political.
Yeah. I was like,
just pull a cord.
That's what I heard.
That's like, you ever see those people that, or not those people, but.
Oh.
No, I don't mean it. No. It was, I was going to say the people who are like, when they say something, they try to give you advice, and then they go, oh, the fuck do I know, though? So that way they hold no, like,
it's literally my
responsibility.
And they talk in movie theaters.
Yeah.
Oh, you're describing
this is, No Geeks Loud podcast.
God damn it.
I'm James.
I'm Brian.
And
I don't know if I want to say my name.
This is James too.
James Squared.
We're definitely joined by a long time guest coming. Like, just couldn't line up what we wanted to have him on, but we finally got something that's worthy.
We finally put a schedule together for ourselves.
Woo. Yeah, that's the only part that's worthy. Really, it's not the content that's worthy, it's our ability to be adults
when it comes to making shit. It's very poor. Very poor.
But welcome, Josh from Still Loading Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I don't know if I should be on after that misconception with that last comment, but...
It's all right, man.
It's all good.
I mean, I'm going to send this to Kanye's people, so... You've got to make a song about you being a fish or some shit.
But, so, we've kind of been talking about, like, a segment that we wanted to do that we definitely had to have Josh on for. Was there's, what, 36, 37 video game movies?
That sounds about right.
36. Fuck it, 40.
Yeah.
A cool 40. I'm going to round up.
Give or take a couple.
That's how I do it.
Take
man.
It or leave it.
Yeah, take it or leave it.
You know, I listen. You know, I listen.
That's what
I
we
listen.
Do, man. It's got to be what you say.
Just take it or leave it. Cool 40.
Yeah, why not?
But
prove me wrong.
Prove me wrong. I mean, you can actually prove that I'm wrong.
No, subjective.
Yeah.
Google's subjective, yeah. Right?
I don't think anyone's going to take the effort to prove you wrong. So.
I mean, you know what?
It's my reality. It's the internet. Everyone takes the effort to prove everybody wrong.
Oh, you got me.
It's my reality. You can't prove it. You don't exist.
I self and identify 37 is 36 through 40.
Don't think I won't.
I got a 9,000 on my SATs.
I got a C.
I got a C. I got a C. Got a SAT.
Oh my god,
why did I never make
James
that joke?
James is trying so hard not to like blow out the microphone right now. I killed him.
I should have went around high school and said
that's
that
like
shit.
Such a Charlie Brown thing to say, like, I got a rock. Like, what'd you get in your SATs? I got a C. Like, what? That's not how that works, dude. I got gold sticker.
I don't know what to tell you. That's what I got. It was a C plus a gold star.
You got 3.5 stars.
They stamped it.
Oh my god.
But so we got this idea. So we're going to try and watch all cool 50 of these video game movies.
I'm sure you're bumping the number. Okay.
It's going to go down lower earlier. It's 17.
Yeah.
But so there's like 50 some video game movies. And they're all really bad. Like,
none of them are good.
Some of them are. I mean, I actually recently watched the newest Tomb Raider movie, which was average.
Yes, I mean, that's
I'm not going to say good. I'm
critically acclaimed.
That's what we're going to describe this as. Like, critically, none of them are considered good.
No.
None of these are your top rated on Rotten Tomatoes movies.
Yes, they're all extreme. There's only a couple that have even, like, okay scores.
And our first choice, what we're going to be going in on is the classic that everybody has shit on is the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh my god. The first one that started it, actually.
Was it? Was it really
so.
The first one?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that was that one in like the 80s that was based off that arcade, like shoot 'em up, wasn't that a thing?
Well, that wasn't based off a specific game though. We're talking about movies
gaming,
based off
the gaming
specific
movie
games.
Industry started with Super Mario Brothers.
Alright, so let me ask
and
you this.
Ended with Super Mario Brothers.
What should have.
It should have. Yeah. So I know we all kind of recently watched this movie, so nostalgically, what did you think of this, Josh? Like, as a kid, when do you remember the first time you saw
this? I actually did not see this as a kid. I saw it on TV though, and I didn't know what it was. I remember I was watching, I don't even remember what channel it was, I just remember seeing it on, and I remember seeing, it was towards the end of the movie where you see Mario and Luigi in their jumpsuits, and I was like, and they're like hovering around, and like it looks kind of like all futuristic and gritty. I'm like, whoa, what Mario is this? And I thought that was really cool at the time. And then, you know, I saw the movie, and I went, oh, that's what this is all about. How about that? And in all honesty, like it scratches my nostalgia itch mainly just because it's so 90s. Like, and I love anything that, even whether good or bad, if it makes me feel like I'm in the 90s again, it immediately makes me nostalgic. Even if I didn't experience firsthand as a child, it's the same thing with if you watch, like I watched Clueless, not recently, but like when the first time I saw Clueless, it's so 90s now it hurts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it makes me feel nostalgic, even though I didn't really watch it when I was a kid. I watched it when I was an adult.
I would arguably say that is the quintessential 90s movie.
Yeah, that's up to that and like Scream. I think like the first two that come to mind is like on both sides. Yeah.
Clerks also. I love the original Clerks. I watch a lot still.
But so you enjoy this movie?
I would say ironically I enjoy this. Okay. I'm not going to say it's like a true, like There's bad movies that I honestly thoroughly enjoy. I understand they're bad, but I like that's what makes me like them. Miami Connection, I've told you guys before. I love that. Like, I unapologetically really enjoy that movie.
I think now, we all like bad. There's certain bad movies that we all like.
They're so good, they're so bad, they're good. This is not one of them. This is more one of those ones where it's like, I like this a lot, but it's for all the wrong reasons. It's just something, I like it ironically because it's funny to like it.
Like the source material is like, I like Mario, so I guess I have to like this.
That's what I was wondering, because I wonder if people that like this. I'm like, if this was like renamed and the characters renamed and this wasn't a Mario movie,
it'd be fine. It'd be like another, it'd be like a sequel to Judge Dredd. Well, prequel, I guess, technically.
Yeah, Judge Dredd. I like Judge Dredd.
Well, I mean, I'm saying like it, like the whole post-apocalyptic the whole post-apocalyptic world thing is reminds me a lot of Judge Dredd sets. That's what Blade I should Runner. Say.
Yeah.
Blade Runner's good though.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
I don't like Judge Dredd. I think it's a fun movie. The, both the original and the Dredd, like...
I love the new Dredd.
I would arguably say Judge Dredd is one of the best of Stallone movies.
I love
Over Rocky. I'm going to throw it out there. Over Rocky. I don't give a shit.
I mean...
You just love the troll games, shit.
I actually really enjoy that movie.
Why are you going to say dumb shit?
Is that... When you guys make t-shirts... It either has to say take it or leave it, or why you gotta say dumb shit.
It is our catchphrases, basically.
Do I say that a lot?
Yeah.
You do, and I love it every time. And it's every. The only time you say it is when Brian is purposely being like saying stuff just to piss you off. It's fantastic.
It's fucking dumb, though.
I mean, like, that was kind of serious. You're all laughing at me about that one. I'm like, I actually really enjoyed that.
But, well, no, saying it's better than Rocky, that's the part that you're saying it just to piss him off. You may think that, but you're also...
I don't know about that.
So, like, this movie, this is definitely one of those movies where, like, I refused to watch it after, like, I told many people I liked this movie. And I was like, no, I like it. I just want to keep it tucked on that nostalgic shelf where I was like...
Should have stayed there.
They fucking should. This movie sucks. Yeah. I am so mad that I watched this and just ruined a piece of my childhood because...
There's probably a lot of people that like think you're retarded.
Well, I feel like you could watch it again and still find something that you like about, like... One of so, like, starting from the beginning, right, the first thing that, like, really got, like, that, like, really just made me laugh and, like, it choke a 180 is, like, they start out really slow and they say, you know, however many million years ago, 25 million, whatever it was.
It was 65.
65, it was 65 million years ago. That. And you see, like...
But Earth is only 2,000 years old.
I didn't know that. I didn't make those, the connections. I was like, beginning... Religious people not happy.
Uh-oh, not evolution.
It's the first thing that came to mind. I'm like, dinosaurs,
well,
people?
Well, the first thing that came to my mind with that was after the 65 million, they're talking about, and dinosaurs roamed the Earth, and then a meteorite hit and killed the dinosaurs. And then it takes a fucking left turn, and it's like, but what if it didn't? And it created a whole dimension where the dinosaurs evolved like humans. And I'm like, holy shit, that escalated fast. Like, it did. It's not even...
I feel like it didn't need the backstory. It could have just did the Jurassic Park thing. Like, dinosaurs are back.
Boom.
Dinosaurs are back.
Don't need exposition on it.
Come back.
It gets even better. So this is the part... Now, when I watch this, I watched it with my wife while we were, like, making a gingerbread house. It's a really weird story. I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it originally, but I watched the first 10 minutes again, like, really focused on it. And here's the thing here's my thought process. So after you get that intro, right, then you see what you find out later is Daisy's mother is running down the raining streets of New York. And I always, the first thing I noticed, I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. They kind of hint at what the whole, like, lizard, fashion sense is. She's kind of got the weird, like, hair curls. And you see that she actually has spikes on her shoulders. You can see silhouettes of that. And she's wearing those big stomping boots like all the dragons do. Yeah. Or all the dinosaurs in, like,
I'm going to be honest with you. It didn't take till like the last 10 minutes of the movie where I realized that I thought that was Mario's mother.
No, it was Daisy's
mother.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that until the very end. I'm like, because eventually I'm like,
I just learned that right now. I had no idea.
Yeah, I had to really think about that one.
So then this is where I got, like, not really mad, but this made me upset. So she drops Daisy, the baby Daisy, off at an orphanage run by nuns, right? The nuns open up and they just see a giant ass egg.
Yeah, which was weird.
The egg hatches into a baby. Why the fuck didn't they tell anybody about this? A human just came out of an egg.
That was actually another big thing. Well,
wait, back this up a second. Think about that woman had to pass that egg. That's a big fucking egg.
That's true. That was a pretty big egg.
How did that get out of her? That's what I was concerned
with. Where do the dinosaurs, Where does it come out of for them? Like, in their human form, they evolve to look like humans.
Yeah.
Does it come out of the same place?
Does the egg grow?
Like, how does that work? So.
Evolution didn't teach me about this one.
I don't... Evolution didn't teach
where
me
where does the egg come out of the chick?
This is a godless movie and I'll not watch it.
Every creation is just like, this proves everything! What? How did the egg come out of the woman, huh?
I have no idea. But like, I didn't even think about that. I was too concerned about the nuns' reactions. Where they're just like, "Oh, it's a kid."
And well, it's like, yeah, and then they're doing the I forget what it's called, but the cross thing, you know, because I'm not Catholic, but they're doing the cross thing. And I'm wondering, why didn't they tell anybody about this? Why aren't there scientists like knocking on their door? Like, why didn't they tell someone like, "Hey, a human just came out of an egg"?
Yeah, we're like apocalypse right? people, like. The devil is here! The devil
they
is
would have
here.
Been the ones to do that, too!
I thought it was...
Deckard Cain would have came down there.
I know, right?
Diablo is here.
Diablo immortal.
Stay a while. Stay a while. I always think he's Sean Connery. Deckard Cain is like the Sean Connery of Diablo.
I was hoping he was, because the Asian guy, Covetous of Shen, in the third one, is voiced by Big Bang... what's his name? James Chong. From Big Trouble Little China, who plays Lo Pan. He voices a character in it.
Really?
So like,
who?
James Hong?
Who?
James Hong.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know. I don't remember. I've seen Big Trouble in Little China, but it's been a while.
It's not a great movie.
Stop. I like that movie.
It's very forgettable. No one really cares. We might do it on this podcast just because it's so bad.
Why are you going to say stupid shit?
You're going to say dumb shit. It's an all-time favorite movie. He's just being hurtful.
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie. I will say that. It is a good
fucking
movie. I said good. So, no, that's all you're getting from it.
It did not make any sense to me why nothing came out of this. A fucking baby came out of an egg. And
I was concerned.
Nothing comes of it. Not a single thing.
Oh, yeah.
And the next thing I noticed...
Weird device to put an egg into also.
Right.
It's like a weird thing. Like,
it looked like a spaceship. Or yeah. like... Never mind.
It's something you would go to the news and be like, "Hey, we found this. Might want to look into this." We're like, "Oh yeah." Like, no, this happens all the time.
That's
a show. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool.
Well, then it goes to modern day or present day at the time, and then you see like Luigi and Mario in their apartment. And the next thing I notice is that Luigi's watching a TV that's sitting on top of another TV.
I didn't even notice that.
I don't know why.
That. Oh my god!
It's like a smaller TV on top of another one. I'm like, why? Like, what? Why do you have?
It's picture in picture.
Right? Like, that's why actually don't pretty you good. Separate them out, or I don't know, like you could put in two different rooms. I don't know.
They're like repairmen too. So
I didn't laugh at that. I just found that like, weird. Like it's just a good. Like the egg thing legitimately made me laugh. I'm like, no one says anything about this.
Yeah,
like,
I forgot about that as a kid until I watched it recently, and I was just like,
oh, see, that's my thought. I'm like, oh, it's gotta be Mario. Cause you're like, yeah, where, like get the origin story of Mario. Make a movie about Mario, not telling where he came from.
Yeah,
that's basically what happened.
Now, Luigi falls in love with Daisy. Is that bestiality?
I mean, she's a lizard. And here's the weird part. So, like, when he first meets her, he's, like, on the payphone. He's just staring at her.
Oh, it's creepy.
In New York. Creepy, yeah.
And he just hands her a coin, and he just stares at her. And then she's all right with it.
Well, no, she... I got the vibe that she wasn't, because she has her back to him, like, on the phone. She turns around and looks at him, and then's like... Just kind of
and then they're like gross and sweaty, like, you want to get in our van?
Oh, you know what? Here's something I noticed about that scene, though. So you remember before, right before, she was at the construction site or like the dig, whatever. They were digging up dinosaur bones. And she's like, you know, she gets threatened by the mobster guy. Or
Scapelli.
Yeah.
Scapelli.
So and she's like, I'm going to go make a phone call. And apparently she walks across like half the city to go to this fucking
payphone. I didn't even think about that.
Because like, they drive her back.
Dude, and
they drive her back.
Look, not to fast forward too much past this, but like, so when the Scapelli brothers, they flood the thing. To wreck the house, right?
To wreck
and,
the
and then she's with Luigi.
The
yes! And they're like,
site.
We gotta get Mario. They walk there. So like, then they walk back to the apartment, which they drove from, because they had to do that job that they missed, and he had to do all these tunnels and
I literally ruined my... Why didn't they make a phone call? Why didn't they just call him?
Well,
just call him.
How fast can they walk? They
I don't know.
Speed walkers.
And that thing would have been completely flooded. If
they, by the time
you
got back, get there.
There was like an inch of extra water. That thing would have taken like 2 years to flood.
Yeah.
That's it. Oh.
It was just one of those things. I'm like, what the hell? There's like, come on. There's easy ways to payphones exist everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, small town, be like,
to be fair,
oh, yeah, get down here.
To be fair, most times you don't really think about that. Like, there's probably lots of shit in movies where it's like they travel things and it's not realistic to where they get to. But
there's
like,
people's jobs that are exactly that though.
In movies, yeah. But like, But there's certain things where it's not that doesn't change anything about the plot. There's older movies, they didn't understand that type of technique. Like, if you watch any of those old Bond movies, especially like the first one, the first James Bond movie, you see James Bond walking in an airport for 10 minutes. Just walk, when they show him traveling to, what is it, Jamaica, I think, in the first movie, they show the entire process of him getting on a plane, flying on the plane, landing, getting off, and then they play the James Bond music as he's walking through the airport, because that's apparently cool. Or I guess people in the 60s just didn't see airports before.
Well, you know what?
It's a luxury bag.
I want the uncut fucking, kind of Mario, where he does everything the longest way. I want to see the entire walk back to the fucking apartment.
I just want a frame of reference. How close is the dig site from this one payphone in all of New York to their apartment? And how is he, like...
How is there not a payphone closer than the one across town? Or wherever
Back in those days, there's payphones fucking everywhere.
Yeah, everybody had payphones.
Yeah.
Payphones had payphones.
They were all on the corner streets and shit.
Here's the other thing. So to get to that part, there's very few quotes that I tried to find in that movie that weren't like cringeworthy, but that one scene, they go back to the thing, they literally like, Mario, the thing's flooded, and he goes, Luigi, strap your belt on. And I was just like, what? Like, your first thought is these dudes are reptiles, and you're like, I'm gonna get my plumbing shit, it's time to plumb.
They were really...
Well, he didn't know they were reptiles at the time.
No, I mean, the fact that they were, like, there was literally, like, a terroristic act in that dig site.
And they don't call the police.
And they're like mafia, I mean, the overtone is they're definitely mafia dudes. So they kind of back down. That's why she backs down. I mean, they definitely lay it on thick with the trope of like greasy Italian guy.
Like, there's a sexual threat there also.
There's a really creepy sexual threat there. That was disturbing. When Scapelli first confronts Daisy at the archaeology dig or whatever, at the site, and he goes up to her, he starts touching her shoulder and shit. Like,
he gives her a full on look down.
Yeah.
A lot of girls go missing. I'm like, this is a kid's movie.
Yeah.
This is a kid's movie.
They just threatened rape in a kid's movie.
Yeah,
if he was Bowser or Koopa, would have made more sense.
Yeah.
Because he was just some other creepy dude.
He's just a guy.
It's just, this is weird.
Yeah.
You know what's the other thing? Well, we'll get to it, and I don't want to spoil it now, but one of the things I found was really
strange. They hit an iceberg and the boat sinks.
Yeah. I'll make a spoiler. I wish I was in the case.
No, like, I always think it's weird how they incorporated random aspects of the games into the movie that made absolutely no sense. When we get to it in the plot, Big Bertha.
I didn't know who that correlation was.
I'll explain it when we get to it. I was extremely confused.
Yeah, it's very strange.
The one takeaway I did like from this movie is when they first go through the wall. You hear like the going down the tube sound from Mario, I thought, oh, that's kind of cool.
They use a couple other sound effects too that are from the movie. I'm reading about that, but that was a really neat one.
Then when they get to Koopa Planet or whatever it's called, I forget what it's called. But the one thing I will say, what I will praise about this movie, one, Bob Hoskins is fucking awesome.
He Mario
kills it. Absolutely kills it.
Oh, he was great. But like he like didn't like that he was working against the dialogue in that thing.
You did more research than I, but I remember hearing that both him and John Leguizamo were practically drunk.
I saw that
filming the entire time.
Like they hated making this
so
movie.
Much that actually allegedly John Leguizamo was drinking so much on the set that he got hit by a car after filming
a scene
and broke his leg during this movie.
Wow.
Because he was just so hammered when he did this shit. Because
I love Bob Hoskins. And the other thing I really love is actually the set design. Like that city, Koopa City or whatever, is amazing looking. I mean, there's fungus everywhere. And it looks like someone just TP'd the set. Yeah.
So maybe you can answer this question for me.
Weird tape and shit.
I didn't look it up and I figured you might know the answer. So why is Daisy the character not like Princess Peach?
I was curious about that too.
So Daisy is like Luigi's love interest in all the games, and Peach is Mario's love interest in all the games. Daisy first appeared in
Super Mario. But isn't Peach like the daughter of the Toad King?
Well, technically she was Princess Toadstool first, and then she didn't really become Peach until Super Mario 64, believe it or not. You'd feel it would be longer than that.
Yeah, so did I.
But I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong. The internet's going to correct me anyway, so I'm just going to say fuck it.
Say what comments, man. We don't know shit.
But I know
she was black.
Because if you look in Super Mario 64, like the intro note where she's like, Mario, I made a, I think she says cake, I don't know, but she leaves a note for Mario. It's signed Princess Toadstool, and then underneath that, Peach. She lists both of them. So it's like the switch. That's where the switch is.
So Sheik and Zelda.
Daisy appears first in the Game Boy game Super Mario Land, if I remember correctly. And that's
a good game, actually.
It is a really good game. It's got good music, too. And that's where they decided, I'm pretty sure after Daisy was created and Peach was, you know, pretty much solidified, that's where, like, well, Peach is with Mario and Daisy's with Luigi. And I don't know if that really came from the movie, because the movie came out before any of those romance types of things really took effect. So
it was Daisy in a game that came before this movie? Or
technically, because Super Mario Land, I believe, is 91. This movie's 93.
This movie was also supposed to be released in 91. So, like, I think...
That might have made sense.
If that's
what the plan was, but I don't know.
It could have been that.
There's a lot of problems in the development of this movie. Changed directors a whole bunch of them. And it was a rookie directing team for this, I'm pretty sure.
It was, like, a husband and wife team.
Well, that's cool, but it didn't pan out.
I will also say, like, I found it very odd during the whole movie, and I was just like, I always had this in the back of my mind. It felt like Luigi was the main character in this
movie. He definitely was.
And it was a very bizarre, because, like,
Super Luigi Brothers.
I also watched this when I was a kid. I don't remember shit about it. Like, I remember, like, split, like, scenes here and there, like, a little bit. I don't remember, like, what the plot was or anything like that. I just remember Super Mario's, Bob Hoskins, John Leguizamo. But, like, watching this, I'm like, he literally is the main character. This is a Luigi movie.
Yeah.
Where Mario is like a secondary character.
I don't
character.
Have any issue with that.
I don't either.
And it's like, funny you say, because like when they go to get in the police car and Luigi tries to drive and Mario goes, "Nah, you're number two." So he makes him get
in. Yeah, that's kind of cool. It's cool like that, but like it's weird because like he's the main character in like everything else. It's like it's the whole plot resolves around Daisy and Luigi, and Mario's really a secondary character.
He's the guy that fixes everything. He literally saves not just the princess, but his brother, too, most of the stuff. And the fungus stuff.
I also wanted to point out, because you're talking about, like, awesome quotes. Right before they go into the portal, when they're down in the cavern, where, like, it was Daisy, Mario, and Luigi. And, like, or no, it was Mario and Luigi, and they're trying to find after Daisy get kidnapped. And, like, they're like, "Where is she?" And, like, they hear the echo. And he's like, "Oh, they're from over there." And Mario's like, "Yeah, I know echoes. I'm a plumber," or something like that. And I was like, "What?"
Yeah.
There's a weird...
I've been in these pipes a long time.
Yeah. I know echoes. I'm like, that doesn't even make fucking sense.
You're
an
echologist?
What?
Echologist.
You know echoes from a distance from pipes? There's no pipes here. It's rock.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I was like, what's going on?
I didn't even think... There's certain things where like it makes so little sense that it makes me mad. That would have been one of them. There's another one, not in this movie. You ever see The Last Airbender?
I did not. Yeah.
Don't waste your time with that.
I've seen it.
Do you ever watch the show, though?
I did not. Airbender?
All right. So, you know how, like, there's, you know, the different element benders, you know, there's fire, air, water, that kind of thing. So, in the movie, they had to condense a lot of it was supposed to be the whole first season, they had to condense a lot of episodes together. And I get that, there's like 30-some-odd episodes at a half an hour piece, you can't fit that into an hour and a half kids movie.
Yeah.
Fair enough. There's a episode in the show where a bunch of earthbenders are imprisoned by the Fire Nation on a metal ship, and they're out at sea, so they can't bend any rock, and they're literally stuck out there, and they get demoralized, and they just refuse to fight back or even try to escape at that
point. Find that one guy with a kidney stone, and all of a sudden turn into like Magneto, start pulling.
Well, in the show, Katara, one of the characters, brings out a whole bunch of coal for them from the engines from the furnace of the ship, so that way they can earthbend the coal and use it to fight back. And the whole plot line is like they're too demoralized to do this and blah blah blah, and eventually they fight back and save the day. In the movie, they combine that with another episode, and that's still fine. But where they imprisoned the earthbenders was in a fucking quarry. And all these earthbenders, for some reason, like, "Oh, we just I don't have the motivation to fight back." I'm like, "You have fucking rocks everywhere. They're all around you." And I don't know why. I know this is a really weird like correlation thing, but just thinking about that, like the plumber saying, like, "Yeah, I've lived in these pipes all my life." You're in a fucking cave. Rocks all around you.
It's all natural.
You're a quiet cave diver. Yeah. You're like, "Wait, what?"
I'm sorry if I peaked that too much. It's all good. I was screaming a little bit.
I will also say, there's like a scene like right when they get into like the underworld or like the mirror world, whatever. They didn't even tell you what the world was.
Koopaland.
Was it Koopaland?
No, okay. I don't remember.
Something like that. I thought it was Koopa Troopa. Town. But like, so they're like checking out and weird shit's happening. There's just a scene 25 minutes in the movie where it's cuts a guy riding a bike and just hits a wall and just falls over.
Yeah.
They just saw it and I'm like, and if nothing else is really wacky's happening outside of that, I'm like,
"Wait, can we just talk about
that?" No. There's the old lady that brings out a taser that's like 3 feet long and tries to zap them with it. There's a lot of wacky shit happening
like,
in that world.
When you see the people try, like, they're going to that nightclub and they're trying to park their cars, they all just smash into each other and the cop just keeps waving them on. Like, it's no big deal.
I didn't understand.
You're good.
Yeah.
You're good. I was like,
is there no fucking, like, what? And here, can we also talk about, I noticed this, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but all their cars run electric because they are the fossil fuels.
Holy shit! I didn't even think about that.
Why is everything electric? And I was just like, oh, shit.
They don't have oil. Actually really smart.
I didn't think about that.
Like I'm saying, there's good shit in this movie, just not all the
time. I don't know if that's good. I mean, it's clever.
That's clever. That's a good idea. Maybe not implemented like as clearly, but that's a good idea.
I mean, he had a pretty good... I mean, a great actor as a villain who just...
Dennis Hopper.
...wasted on this movie. Oh, my God. Like, I know him and Bob Hoskins like said in multiple interviews that this is the worst thing they've ever done.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't blame it because like every time Dennis Hopper's on screen, it was awesome. Even though he had like the wackest haircut on earth,
yeah, I liked it.
He's just like, I get you, like the lizard like thing, you're kind of a lizard, but like if everybody in that universe is a reptile, why are they pretending to be humans?
I don't understand that either. I think
like why, like what would, like here's the thing: if you have the, if you're going with, you know, well, not going with, you know, humans evolved from apes and they became humans, and your best the best thing you can come up with in your imagination that reptiles, when they evolve, they also turn into humans. Like, that's a little, like, come on.
It's always weird, because, like, I think he actually talks about, like, what humans devolve into, and it's like, they devolve into apes, and he starts, like, laughing, and it's like, what the?
Bro, you're an iguana.
Yeah, you're a human.
He literally turns into slime at the end.
Yeah. And also, like, you're a human. You're also a human. Yeah. So it's like, you're also them, too. It's like, wait, what?
It's really strange. The other thing that I thought... Now, speaking of, like, weird stuff that's happening in like, their world, and weird haircuts, Toad. Toad isn't a mushroom. He's a musician.
Yeah.
Has a weird swirly thing on the back of his head, and he gets arrested for singing anti-Koopa songs.
Yeah.
And I think they mention his name, like, twice. Once. It's twice in the whole movie. It's, like, at the end, too. Like, they talk about Toad.
Oh, yeah.
He was adorable when he got 75%.
75% of that movie, they mentioned him only that one time. And he's
trying
to
shoehorn characters in there.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, it was all the time. When the rock gets stolen, like the, I guess we didn't really explain it. The whole thing is that Koopa is trying Koopa is trying to get to merge his dimension with the human dimension because the human dimension has all the resources and he has one measly city in a desert planet.
A lot of electricity is what he has.
Yeah, where? I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe solar, who knows?
Water power.
And so they he finds out that they can merge the worlds by like putting a piece of the meteorite back in the meteorite that struck them and split the dimensions.
Yeah.
And the only one who can do it is Daisy for reasons.
Never explained, is it?
No. Nope. They explain that because she's royalty, but you don't really know why.
Doesn't explain the Daisy chain.
Daisy chain.
Bang.
And
there you go.
So she's supposed to put the rock fragment that for some reason she had all along around her neck. Like, why did, if this was really a problem, why didn't someone millions of years ago try to merge them?
So why they gotta merge them? Like, if she can just, like, people just walk in and out of this world.
Yeah, there doesn't seem much stopping them just going in and be like,
we can take
the resources.
Well, it makes it seem like you need the rock to get into it, but then at the same time, you see all of Koopa's henchmen, like, walking in and out.
Walking in there, got the rock.
Koopa himself, in the very first scene of the movie, was in the human world.
That's what he killed, Daisy's mother goes to, you know, drop Daisy off at the orphanage that no one seems to care that a baby came out of an egg. Comes back and there's Koopa right there in the mine. She freaks out and pushes like a pillar off. That's got to be really fucking strong to do that if you think about it.
She's
got
like a
lizard muscle.
She's got like a reptile thing.
And the whole mine comes crumbling down. That's where she gets killed.
Somehow didn't kill Koopa though.
But it doesn't, for some reason, it didn't kill Koopa.
The haircut.
But like, back so the whole left. Purpose is that Koopa's trying to get that rock piece and get Daisy so she can merge the dimensions. And when the first thing that happens when they get to like Koopa World or whatever it's called, which the people are going to hate that we
Atlanta.
Well, no, it's called Detroit.
Yeah,
it's the nicer version of Detroit in the movie.
So he's trying, like, the rock gets stolen by this big bouncer chick who has like bright red, like almost like leather lingerie on with like spikes on it.
Yeah.
That's Big Bertha. And Big Bertha in the games is the big red fish that eats you, that
with,
you know,
one tooth.
In the swimming
thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Most stressful fucking game when those match we are jump around to do fucking get you. Nah. I couldn't play that as a kid. It stressed me.
It was so weird. Like, that's such a weird thing though. Like, why, how does that correlate? How does that have anything to do with a fish that eats you?
I have no good answer for you in this one.
And dude, she could have been a better Shy Guy. I mean, red. First thing I think of, Shy Guys.
Well, no, it's even made that whole more awkward is like when they finally get the stone back, Bob Hoskins as Mario seduces her. And it gets like a little softcore pornish. Like,
big time.
He's putting his face into her cleavage and shit to get the rock that's around the necklace around her neck.
I honestly did not know who she was until I had to look it up.
I saw in the credits, it was like, I was like looking at the names, is like, because I thought the one guy was Toad, and I was like double checking. And then it's like Big Bertha. So I like Googled the actress's name, and I was like, that's what that was supposed to be? They gave her like a buck tooth, like one tooth, like one giant tooth, I would have gotten it.
Well, then they also have Bullet Bill, which they launch into. That's how they like knock Koopa off of something at the end of the. I forget exactly how, but they take those weird like jet boots that they have, and they put a Bullet Bill canister in the back of it, and it launches it and like knocks Koopa off or something.
By the way, he has the slowest reactions ever. He like he puts it in, and turns around, it's like, and he shoots a boot at him, like he's holding a fucking flamethrower gun, just shoots one pull of the trigger, and then Mario's dead. He just let him watch, like, oh, what are you doing there, buddy? Oh, shit.
So can we talk about the first time they meet Koopa, like, together? Like, not as, like, the whole...
Oh, in the police station.
Yeah. Well, okay. A little bit after that. So, he loses their shit on him, and then he takes him to, like, the de-evolution station.
Yes.
So, like, he scares him, shows him what it does, and, like... So, like, the scientist has all these fucking buttons. They get it to work, and right? They overpower him with no effort and put Koopa in the chair. Yeah, and then they have to grindingly push this giant metal chair... And it just turns on? Where's some safety precautions? Where's OSHA? Hold down the line. You know what I mean?
There was really... I noticed that. I was like... I wrote that down while I was taking notes. There was like three guards at an entire prison. That's it. There's only like three of them. The entire thing. They ran around the whole thing. And there was like two guys like chasing them. And they're like... even when they're escaping, they went through the whole prison and they're sliding through, and there's two guys shooting at them. Like, where are the guards here?
Yeah, and Koopa's like, oh, I'm gonna take over Earth or whatever. What, you're five guys?
Yeah,
you're five guys and retarded.
Like, I mean, like, this would be like one of those like embarrassing things. Like, let's bring our five henchmen. It's like, oh shit, they have a lot of guns.
You know what? Also,
they have a lot of guns.
The lizards, they're lizards, and they call them Goombas. Goombas are mushrooms. Goombas are mushrooms.
Yeah, I did have a little problem with that.
That is really weird.
Like, he's a Goomba.
That's the most obvious one, too. I'm thinking of fucking Big Bertha. But Goomba, the most obvious one, doesn't come to my head. It's like the biggest miscommunication between the games and the movie.
I was like, you're not even close, dude. Just call them. If you would have called them like Koopa Troopas.
Do you think the only thing that linked them to it is that dancing scene in the elevator?
Yes.
Because Goombas kind of waddle like that in the game. Do you think
that's the only thing I thought?
And even that is a big stretch to say, like, that's that's Goomba right there.
I just remember that was a weird scene where I'm like, where are they going with this? When I was like, the fucking elevator thing? I'm like,
that's actually one of my favorite scenes, though. It's oddly charming to me.
It's
I don't know why, they kind of humanize them.
They all start dancing with each other. They all grip up on each other and all start dancing. And then the a-hole ones outside the elevator, like,
something like that.
But also, can we talk about Yoshi? They turned... cutest dinosaur into a fucking raptor.
I didn't mind that because he was still cute. What killed me is when the lady stabbed him.
Yeah, I noticed that.
He doesn't die, but it's still like, it hurt me on the
inside. How did he get out of the chain and then go find Daisy to get the thing out of his neck?
Reasons.
I don't know. Yeah, he took the chain with him.
He took the long chain.
Yeah.
Bungee cord.
It was a weird thing where, like, also, apparently, that making Yoshi extremely expensive.
Yeah, I heard they made like millions of dollars on a budget.
It was the one model. They made like four models of it, and the one model cost $500,000.
Like those Fast and Furious movies.
It's $500,000 in 1993 money. It's Vin Diesel as Yoshi. His first role.
Family.
There also is a point where Yoshi tells Daisy how to like communicate on the actual thing. If you notice that, where he like inclines his head and like
he gives her the light gun to go play Duck Hunt.
I thought that was weird too. I didn't know what that was.
Was it the zapper?
Yeah.
Did they give her the zapper? I didn't even.
Yeah, she
that
has
might
like
have
a
been one
gun.
Of the moments that I wasn't paying attention.
I don't blame you, dude. But I saw that. And I was like, I don't remember any of this as a kid. I'm getting more mad watching this.
Oh yeah.
There's so much wrong with this movie that's why I think I like it so much. Like So here's the thing. In other video game movies, like if you watch the Mortal Kombat movie, if you watch Street Fighter is pretty far off too, but if you watch like the Mortal Kombat movie, if you watch like the Tomb Raider movies, even the second Mortal Kombat movie, which isn't very good. I haven't watched Double Dragon, but I've heard that's a thing.
Did the game come out before that? Or
was it... No, it was based off the game.
Yeah, these are all based off games.
But like The thing is, I've never seen a movie get the source material so wrong.
For an iconic... Even at the time, Mario was iconic.
So, like, I understand you can't do everything perfectly.
Yeah.
I get that. But, like, there is absolutely no reason to get that much stuff that wrong. Like, I can understand... Like, making Mario game realistically, the story is... the story is going to suck. Like, Mario games have no plot. There's not a lot of deep plot in it.
They're just platformers.
Exactly.
So, it's not...
So, like... And don't get me wrong, you can do stuff that's talented with it, so you have to kind of make shit up. You have to make it a little bit interesting. Like, for example, the Angry Birds movie wasn't completely awful. I actually... My wife and I actually watched it.
I did not see that.
It's not... I'm not saying it's worth it.
I didn't know
it.
That was a movie.
Yeah, it's a movie. I'm not saying it's worth it. I'm not saying it's worth it. I'm not saying it's, like, great or anything like that. But it's serviceable. Like, Angry Birds doesn't have a plot.
It's
so
like
they,
the Schindler's List of video game movies.
No.
Oh, my God. A Schindler's List Angry Birds movie? I would watch that in a heartbeat.
Well, like, they found a way to make the idea of, like, why these birds are shooting into buildings make sense. And the whole plot of the movie was that
so we could start a war in Iraq and get the oil.
Oh, my God.
How about the oil, man?
Conspiracy. Or, like, that History Channel dude, the aliens.
aliens.
But, no, so, like... Basically, the plot of it is the pigs that you always, like, fight in the games, or that you're trying to, like, knock their houses down in the games, they steal a bunch of shit from the birds, and the birds have to go back. They have no weapons to fight, so their only logical conclusion is, well, let's just launch ourselves into the buildings and try to... And each of the birds have different abilities.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, all right, it's ridiculous, but it's a kid's movie. Like, I'm fine with
that. I
mean,
I spend this
movie... Yeah, I mean, like, back then, like, Mario was really... There wasn't a real... good storytelling in a lot of games. It was like, go to the end of level. You won.
Well,
I scored.
Exactly. And that was just the start of, like, really in-depth... I mean, like, RPGs started taking off in the early 90s. Yeah. So that's just when you start seeing, like, video
actual
games can have, like... I mean, games still had stories, but, like, good storytelling, like, didn't take off until that time. Because Final Fantasy IV, which was 2 in the US, came out in, like, 1992. And that's the first one where you had, like, a whole... epic storytelling. I'm sure there's other games before that. PC games had epic stories.
Oh, yeah, a lot of those RPGs.
Like, a lot of the Ultima games and shit like that had really good stories, but, like...
I just... One thing about this movie that just, like, bring back, though, because I was really confused, the fungus.
Dude. Yeah.
Did anyone notice that the king looked like an egg from Alien?
My man looked like hot mozzarella.
I didn't even think of...
That's what he looked like. He comes out the tube, he looked like a mozzarella stick just doing really...
I just thought they took, like, one of those, like, what are those things that, like, shoot electricity out? Like, the orbs that shoot electricity out? I can't think of
like
what
a Tesla coil?
Yeah, like a Tesla coil. It reminded me of, like, a Tesla coil that was turned off and they just covered in, like, shit.
Dude, it's disgusting. One.
Oh, yeah. And it just reminded me, all it did was reminded me of the egg from Alien.
Yeah.
The crazy
why
thing,
is he wet?
Still sentient, too.
And the
still sentient.
She took that surprisingly well that my dad's just a pile of goo above a throne.
Dude's hot mozzarella.
Also, he's everywhere, too. He's not just in the throne room.
And like, everybody knows that's who that is.
Yeah.
Why are you cleaning that up?
It was a confusing part where I'm like, they're like, because Luigi, the whole movie, is like, this fungus is trying to communicate with me. And Mario, as he should, is like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Why is Luigi a psychic in this movie?
Turn left.
Here, I can speak.
I didn't understand that
either.
What he has is a weird... This is a bit of a stretch, but it kind of made me think of this. Because they keep playing up the whole one-player, two-player dynamic. I thought this was really cool. And in the chase scene in, like, Koopa City where everyone's, like, you know, they're driving around and Mario's like, which direction should we go? And Luigi shouts, right. And so Mario turns left and he starts laughing. He's like, what's so funny? He's like, I wanted you to turn left. I knew you would do the opposite of what I said. That dynamic that they have constantly of just, like, bickering about doing the opposite and just, like, not really listening to each other reminds me a lot of the one- and two-player dynamic in, like, every Mario game. I don't think that was intentional. I don't think they're smart enough to and even if they did have that intention, that's still a stretch to, like, do. Even if that was your intention, like, you're stretching really far to make it. But, like, for some reason, I did get the vibe. So if that was their intention, you know, A+ that I, like... At least someone picked up on it. But,
no,
I don't think it was.
There's just a lot of weird, unexplained things in this movie.
All right, so give me guys your favorite scene. Give me a
favorite scene.
Elevator.
Yeah,
I love that. I love that. It's dumb, but I love it.
It's definitely a great one. What you got?
It's charming.
I'm having trouble with this because I hated everything about this movie.
My favorite part, and even as a kid, I'm glad it still holds up to me, is when the one guy sees the little bomb walking across the street, and he just yells, "Bomb!" And it's moving like
that is pretty good.
The slowest possible speed. And everybody's just panicking, like it's like a nuke. And I was just like, I remember this as a kid, and I love this part.
You know what? One thing that got me, the one joke that got me was the pizza thing. When he's like, when he orders the pizza randomly, and you're like, that's a scene, you're like, what the hell's that? Yeah. And all of a sudden, he's Mario's like, just over the radio, like, hey, your pizza's here.
He's like,
oh, no! Oh, wait a minute, I'm in the middle of this song here. And just for some reason, maybe I'm like,
no, that was legitimately kind of funny. Yeah, like, that's actually, I remember watching that two nights ago or whatever. I'm like, you know, that's a pretty good joke. I'll give him credit for that.
There was three different times, because he orders a pizza. You don't really, the scene continues, and you're like, okay, what the hell is that about? And then one time, he's like, 30 minutes later in the movie, he's like, where the hell my pizza go?
Yeah.
And he's like, at the very end, he's like, yep, we got your pizza finally. I'm like, oh my god. Like, that's actually pretty good.
That's like, I love callback stuff like that. It's a good, that was a good callback.
I enjoyed that one. That was probably the favorite, the only thing, that one joke.
Because that's legitimately funny.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Well, like the one part where they're getting brought to the police station, I remember this part annoyed me because I didn't catch it when I was a kid, and he's like, what's your name? Mario. What's your last name?
Mario.
What's your name? Luigi.
Luigi. Last name?
Mario.
I was like, what the fuck? That's not even true.
Mario and Luigi Mario.
I think that's,
if that's canon, there
I
you
think
go.
That is the biggest takeaway from this movie, is that stupid
that.
Fucking thing of like,
Mario, Mario.
His name is Luigi Mario. And it's like, why?
Yeah,
why? Just why?
Once again, the uncreative thing where like, you have lizards evolve, dinosaurs continuing their evolution, and they just look like fucking humans.
Yeah.
And one, why is it when they get de-evolved, they look like humans with dinosaur heads? Wouldn't they just de-evolve back into dinosaurs?
That's a good point.
Didn't Koopa get
really fucking good point?
I just saying,
just debunked the shit out of this movie.
Wasn't Koopa de-evolved back into
He was de-evolved back into slime.
Well, yeah. Wasn't he de-evolved when they put him in the thing though?
You saw his eye kind of flickered, did like the lizard eye thing, and like they never touched on like, oh, maybe he might go half lizard.
Like, yeah, they didn't really talk
like
about
Saiyan,
that.
Like Saiyan, like from Dragon Ball Z or something, like Dragon Ball.
Yeah, anything.
Also, why? And I noticed this. They have an evolve switch, but they made the two guys smarter. Why wouldn't Koopa just be like, I'm just going to keep evolving myself to be even awesome.
Why wouldn't he?
Can we talk about the greatest 90s actor in that? Fisher Stevens is in this movie. Yeah. He's in like everything, and that's like Hackers.
Those are two other character actors in this movie that I thought actually did really well. Like,
I love them.
They chewed up the scenery, and they knew exactly how dumb everything was, and they just went with
Fisher
it.
Fisher Stevens is one of
it.
My favorites. Of,
he's the guy from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, isn't he? The fucking car
guy? Yeah. No, Fisher Stevens. You ever see Hackers? He's the villain in Hackers.
No,
I haven't seen Hackers. I know what movie you're talking about. I've never seen.
I know of the movie.
Yeah, well, I got to know. But yeah, he's like that. He plays that same kind of sleazy ball guy in everything, and you know he plays like he's like a villain in like The Blacklist. And he plays like the same kind of like he's just like a skeezy little dude.
Now, what I want to know is, and speaking of those guys, when you first see them at the beginning of the movie. I forgot about this. They're tracking Daisy because they know they need Daisy, and they're like, "Is that her?" It's like, "Yep." Two arms and a head. Yeah. Something like that. They just say, I'm like, well, that... I get the joke. It's supposed to describe everyone.
Yeah.
But it just made... That made me
it's
laugh.
Like, but they don't look any different than she does.
But what I don't get... They're sitting in a cab, but that they're driving.
Yeah.
Where did they get that from?
They got the medallion from New York. They were cab drivers.
No, they... I thought you were serious. I'm like, was that a plot point that I just missed? That for some reason they just were undercover as cab drivers?
They're actually, you know what? In the real world, they're more human than actual cab drivers. Take that, New York.
Next.
He went there.
Coming for you.
There. Oh, my God.
Just shout out, they did have like the Twin Towers in this movie.
Did
you notice that?
When they're doing, they're when, they're showing what the, when they're showing the worlds merge, the Twin Towers get destroyed.
Yeah. One reason I realized they probably don't put this movie on TV anymore.
Like, we also talk about
it's a really
how
weird
hard was
choice.
To find this movie to watch.
Oh my God.
Like,
oh my God.
So, I could have sworn I saw it at like the $5 bin at Walmart.
I mean,
but I didn't buy it.
I think
it.
My wife said that too. I think she's like, why don't you just buy it? I think she said Walmart
probably
$5.
Shopping at the same Walmart.
I was not paying for this. So like, I went through all my streaming services. I have all of them. I went through everything, but I didn't torrent it. But I found this thing. I bought a brand new TV the other week. I have a 70-inch TV hanging on my wall. Beautiful TV.
I haven't even looked at it yet.
And I watched this on YouTube in 480p. It was just infuriating that I had to subject myself to this shit.
That's... sad. I'm actually unhappy for you.
I was upset. My wife was like watching it with me. She's like, you got a new TV for this.
She's like,
she had a reminder.
She's writing up the divorce papers.
That's a good wife.
She's
right there.
Yep.
Remind you of your shortcomings. Keeps you grounded.
480p. It might be less.
Okay, Josh, what? How did you get this?
Legally.
Okay.
No, there. I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No, I think I streamed it somehow on my PS4. I forget how, but it was legal. I think.
You know what? But it wasn't 480p. It was better than that, right?
Maybe. Probably still 480p. Well, let's be honest.
1080p. Yeah. Woo! I see all this shit on their faces.
No.
Be proud of that. Be proud.
You got proud of that. It's so weird. Like you think like so. If you watch that on like a tube TV, it probably wouldn't look awful. But when you're stretching 480 to like 1080, or do you have a 4K TV or something like that?
I have no idea.
I don't think you do.
Probably.
If it's 70 inches, I would hope so.
It's a modern TV. You have a 4K TV.
But like
yes.
If you think about that, 480 pixels is the size of the smallest part of the resolution. So, like, that's usually the height. The width is usually wider. I don't know what that would be, though. 4K is, once again, the smallest part of the resolution. It's the height. So you have 4,000 pixels. So you're stretching 480 and nearly, like, what's 10 times? Almost a little less than 10 times that. Like, 8 or 9 times that.
Yeah.
And you're trying to stretch those pixels out and make it look fine.
To get comparatively... I've seen better looking titties on scrambled porn than watching this movie on my TV.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really trying to think about like your experience in this, and you really might have gotten the short straw.
And here's the thing: is I went in this movie, and I loved this movie.
Yeah,
and I think this might have made me hate it twice as hard as I love it.
Worst viewing experience.
See, I still enjoy it. I'm not going to say I like this. I like it ironically, but I do. I like having it on in the background because it's just strange enough. Where it's one of those movies where it's so strange that every time you watch it, you're going to find some weird detail that you did not notice the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it just be, like, some weird object they left in the background of the scene, or maybe there's an extra chilling in the background doing some weird shit you didn't notice the first time. Like, for me, it was like, even though I've seen this a bunch of times, when I actually sat down to, like, all right, let me think about this critically, right? And the egg thing was the first thing that came to me. I was like... Once again, why did no one say anything? Human out of an egg. I'm not going to let this go.
I love that you're stuck on this.
I'm not going to let it go.
There was one thing
that makes me upset.
I didn't mention, though, that I did get stuck on. It's like that one, like Koopa's main chick. What was her, like, her motive for anything? What was her point?
So she just loves Koopa, and when Koopa started taking, like, stopped paying attention to her and started paying attention to Daisy, even though he was not interested in Daisy in that way at all. He just wanted her so that way he could merge the dimensions. She took it as like, well, he's ignoring me. So literally, it wasn't even like, I don't even think she thought that he was into Daisy. I'm pretty sure she was like, he's ignoring me, so I'm gonna fuck everything up.
Yeah, she's like, I'm gonna take over Earth.
Yeah, but like,
by myself,
I'm gonna do.
Yeah, I don't
with
understand.
No help.
She has no.
My turn.
She doesn't even have the five guys that are with Koopa. So it's like, she's like, I'm gonna be like merged dimensions, and everyone's gonna battle me. Like, they never explain how this happens. It goes back
she
to
gets
like
obliterated.
Oh yeah, and I'm like,
no. What's funny though, the actress who plays that, she plays Aunt Petunia in the Harry Potter movies.
Yes, I heard that. That was always a very interesting thing. Aunt Petunia stabs
Yoshi.
You
ever read the Harry Potter books or the...
Is that...
Wait, Aunt Petunia what?
Stabs Yoshi. She's the one that stabs him.
Oh, yeah. She does in the movie.
Is that the step-parents to him?
Yeah. That's the evil step-parents.
The evil step-mom.
That's the evil step-mom. Harry. She stabs Yoshi. That bitch.
That's proof that Harry Potter sucks.
Yep.
Why are you going to say dumb
shit? No. That proves that Harry Potter was against Mario.
Boom. Choose a side. All right, listeners, this is where you choose a side. You either like Mario or you like Harry Potter. There's it. You get one. Battle.
I'm a natural centrist, so I choose both.
No. You will hate something tonight.
You will hate something, goddamn it.
I don't know, I like Diablo Immortal pretty good, so.
Who?
Diablo Immortal.
Oh, stop. That
can I add a third choice?
No.
Yeah, fourth.
No.
I'm trying to take this over.
No.
So is there a StarCraft mobile game coming out?
You know what?
I'd probably be pretty good.
Would probably play that, you know?
I wouldn't. I don't do mobile games. Nothing against it.
What do you do when you poop?
I just look at Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, I thought you were a psychopath. I thought you actually just pooped.
No.
I forgot my phone one time in the other room. I almost blew my brains out.
There's like the quickest poop
with
ever.
With the toilet paper?
He built a gun.
I almost took my head and smacked against the table. I'm like, I can't live my life anymore. I'm done.
And then some guy's like, are you okay in there, buddy? Come on, courtesy flush.
I'm like all
smacking your head into the...
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
There's one more part I want to touch on just because I wrote it down, and it was really uneasy. I had to watch it a couple of times. So like when they're coming to the police station and they're going through like the de-germophobing thing, because
de-lousing basically.
Yeah, yeah. There's like, they make it apparent they have to de-louse their genitals. Like they grab the pants of both of them and then put the thing in their pants and then start just blowing hot smoke into their drawers. I was like, what is going on with this?
I think
this
you
movie?
Got this mixed up with some porn you watched.
I mean,
you're in this, you know,
I mean,
you know what?
Actually, like, I wrote this down like the other night. It was Mario Brothers.
progressive.
That is kind of weird. And every other movie I've seen stuff like that, they always like, especially it's always in old movies because they don't understand how like radiation and shit works. They never actually fix the radiation. So like, I don't know what they were trying to de-louse off of them. Like,
yeah,
they don't really explain that.
They didn't ever explain Koopa's like weird germophobic behavior.
He comes
that
out
just
with
goes
like
away.
Wax on his hands, and like the first thing.
I was like, "Oh, is this like a shell? Is he like?"
Yeah, that's
I was
what,
like,
I
what are they doing
too.
With this? No, it's just wax.
And the, you know what? His germophobic behavior just goes away halfway through the movie. Yeah.
All kinds of
he
like
just
weird
stops,
little
he just
things.
Stops just caring. Like I'm like, what?
No, there's no good whatever. I'm like transition for that. That's
Segway.
The word I was looking for. Segway. That's
there
the
you
one.
Go.
But how the hell does Mario have that girlfriend or wife?
I don't know. But
I don't know.
You
know
what I thought she was better looking than Daisy, I'll be honest with you.
Oh,
I was
yeah,
like, damn,
was.
Mario's doing some
I don't know how, like, she is way out of his league.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
By, like, not even close.
Oh, yeah. He is a failing plumber.
Yeah.
He is literally
he's like, no jobs.
That's and the whole beginning of the movie that they were
fancy
all,
restaurant.
Like, and here, they talk about this, I think, in, like, how did this get made or, like, some other shit. The beginning of the movie, they get a call about an issue at a restaurant, right? They go there like, Scapelli beat us again. Are they just calling every plumber in like a 5-mile radius?
I noticed that. Because I was like,
and
how
whoever
does that
gets
make
here
sense?
First gets our business.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense in any way. You literally called one person to come over.
It's like. It's like put the bat signal. It's like a fucking toilet in the sky.
I wonder if their fucking phones are bugged.
Yeah.
Like, they got a call, man. Go.
That was another good joke, though. Like, Luigi is like, before he gives the phone to Daisy in the beginning of the movie, he's talking on the phone. And he's like, you hear in the back, he's like, there's water everywhere, get a plumber down here now. And he's so like obsessed with her, infatuated with her, he just kind of hangs up the phone. And then, or no, he just gives her the phone. And even though that would have been their first work in like months.
I would fire him.
Yeah.
He's a shitty
I mean, that would have been the first
at
job.
At least like when he figures out like, you know, they drop her off, be like, yo, we got a call by the way, we need to get.
If he's such a good plumber, then why does he have more jobs? Like
he called Mario to fix the only plumbing job in the entire movie.
Yeah.
He couldn't do it.
Yeah.
True. Oh, he does say he's an apprentice. He's being trained.
Yeah, you would do something. You wouldn't just be like, "Well, this is leaking. I'm just gonna run find my teacher."
By the way, they also realize that they're not related, so they're technically not brothers.
Yeah.
Well, he just says Mario and Luigi.
No,
Mario.
He talks about how like
he raised them
and
like,
the dinner scene at like, the beginning where they go on the double date. Like you know, like he raised him. He's like his father, his mother, and everything like that. Like he basically just adopts him, and they're not brothers, not related.
Well, do you think that he's just saying like both of the parents were out of the picture, so his brother essentially raised him like he was his father?
I
mean,
I almost interpreted that, but he kind of goes like, "Oh yeah, he's my brother, he's my dad, my uncle, my aunt," and it's just like he's like, "Yeah, I gotta take care of him."
Yeah, it was like a weird. They don't really allude to that because literally all he could have said like, "Hey, he's my younger brother." Then literally, it's in the movie title.
Like, well, I would assume they're still brothers just because of the fact they have the same last name. I mean, like, it could just be adopted.
No, well, I think he takes care of him, and he just basically he does adopt him as his, not even his brother, his son, kind of.
Yeah.
It's actually
not
brothers.
Funny. John Leguizamo, like, Bob Hoskins is English, and you can't tell at all. And
no.
John Leguizamo is not English.
No.
And John Leguizamo, he sounds exactly the same. And he doesn't change. He's always him. And like Son of Sam and Spawn, and he's always saying, but like Bob Hoskins is like, he's always got like deep gravelly voice, but dude's like an awesome actor.
Yeah.
You ever seen him in Jet Li's movie Unleashed?
Yes.
That is one of his best roles I've ever. He is
when he's
horrifying
like
in it.
Yeah, he's like the villain, he puts the chain around his neck, and he's just like, he makes him fight and whoop ass.
I have not.
It's
awesome.
So
beautiful movie, too, actually. It's like really has a good story about playing piano and really like.
Morgan Freeman's in it, too.
Oh, okay.
Which automatically elevates just about
Freeman.
Any movie.
I'm Morgan Freeman.
But the whole movie is about basically Jet Li is a kid who's raised by a mafia boss, and the mafia boss literally treats him like a dog, like puts a chain around his neck, keeps him in a cage. And what he's used for is just his enforcer. Like, he'll, when he goes around collections, if the guy doesn't pay, he literally takes Jet Li's collar off and Jet Li just beats the shit out of him.
That's pretty cool.
And what's cool is that he even modified his fighting style, so that way he doesn't look, like, all flashy with, like, moves. He looks more like a beast type of thing. Like, when he fights, it doesn't look like he's, like, doing... It doesn't look like he has perfect form. He's, like...
It's like almost savage.
It's very savage. It's but like really
savage
good
with good choreography. It's not like just wildly swinging like windmills and shit. But it's just like, I mean, I like those kind of movies. But like, dude, he's you hate him. You hate him so hard in that movie. Like, you just when he finally eats, the spoiler, he gets his shit pushed in.
I would imagine he's the
that
bad
is
guy.
A great fight scene alone.
Then the fight scene he has with the very end is like, it's just like it's amazing because like Bob Hoskins is so evil in that movie.
Yeah.
Like his character is so
he's
evil.
A really good actor.
Yeah, and you love him in everything else.
I honestly think that he and John Leguizamo less John Leguizamo, but Bob Hoskins like really elevated this movie from out of the complete shitter.
I agree.
Like it's not a great movie.
Like he was Smee and Hook.
Yeah, he was. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, but I think like if they made another actor in like as Mario. Like it
would have been as good.
It's not even good as it is.
He
but
looks
like
Mario.
It would have been way worse.
Like he commits so much. Like every, like even in the beginning scenes when he's talking to Luigi about getting to that plumbing job that for some reason every plumber's racing to. He
that
talks.
Make sense.
I know, but it just the dialogue between him and Luigi. Like there's so much. Like he. Even though he hated working on it, like you could see, he still tried. Like,
I think they enjoyed working together.
I think it's one of those things. That's just like work sucks, but you got that one guy.
Yeah,
the enemy.
It's,
well,
it's your boy.
The enemy, but I was gonna say the enemy of my enemy is my friend. But like they're,
I think it's just like James said, like they're just they both knew what this movie. They both clearly knew what the movie was, so they were just having fun.
They both had
of them.
To.
Because apparently they got drunk together, allegedly.
I don't blame them. There's a lot. I'm amazed you can't tell.
I looked for it because I heard that tidbit before. I saw that before I read the I watched the movie and I was like, all right, let me see if I can figure out when they're kind of like loosey goosey.
The
stuff
only
like
thing
that.
I could maybe see is like when John Leguizamo is like looking at Daisy. He looks kind of like a little. I mean, that's the purpose of it. But he probably just could stop acting there for a split second, just let his drunk eyes take over or something. I don't know. I don't even know if he was drunk at the time of that scene either.
By the way,
I don't know if it started that way.
Also, you know, a nice little thing happened at the end. They got fucking Infinity Ward from the Avengers. The little like the phasing out. Anyone notice that?
What?
Well, they get transported back into like the dimension. But they were there.
Yeah.
And like they're in like the real world, and they get like this. You know, something happens with the stone again, and like it's like pulled out. They're like, oh yeah, Luigi and Daisy pull the stone out, and they just get like they break up and like, they just vanish away.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, that feels a little bit.
I still haven't seen Infinity War.
Well, spoilers.
Spoiler alert. There's
Mario.
I figured there's Mario memes
of people disintegrating, but I didn't know that was from Infinity War. I still don't know. I know Avengers die. I don't know who. I don't want to know spoilers. I will watch
them.
It eventually.
Right.
Every single one.
Mario dies. Yeah.
He's an Avenger.
That would be amazing if Mario just popped up as just a weird cameo.
Imagine Smash as a movie.
It's me.
Super Smash Bros. As a movie.
Super Smash?
Super Smash the movie. I'll watch it.
Yeah,
it's gotta be better than this shit. the reasons why certain video game movies can work, like the reason why the first Mortal Kombat movie is passable is because Mortal Kombat, like that game itself lends itself to a movie in the best possible way. Like it's a martial arts tournament.
Yeah,
and all the characters are just as eccentric as they are. The source material is not great, but they tried what they could.
It worked decently.
Yeah.
It's still an entertaining movie to watch.
I think this movie could have...
I like the first one.
I still think that holds up. But I think this movie could have been like on that level. But they just took some weird creative turns with this. Like it's like they did the weird thing where like they were half in, half out of like, we're going to stick with the source material. Or we're going to do something a little different though. And it's like... You gotta do one or the other. You can't just like half-ass it because it's gonna come off as really... You're gonna piss everyone off.
So with the source material, I feel like what they should have done is create an original story, which they did, but then keep all of the individual aspects the same. It's like nothing will piss any fan off more is if you take something that they know and love and tweak it just slightly, whether it's a big tweak or a small tweak. Once again, to talk about like The Last Airbender, that was an awful movie. In the show... The main character's name is Aang, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the movie, they pronounced it Aang.
Yeah,
and that's minor. But when you don't show respect to the, and their whole logic was the fact that like since Aang lives in a place that has more of like an Eastern type of feel, like A's aren't pronounced that way; they're pronounced Ah, so that's why it's Aang instead of Aang. But but the reality of it is, regardless of how, if you're trying to be correct to whatever part of the world that they're supposed to be from, you still go by the source material. Yeah. Like whatever the source material is, you go by.
It's a name. You can make it whatever you want.
So, and it was the same thing. Like instead of Sokka, it was Sokka, which still that's ridiculous. But whatever.
Does that I saw the movie. I never watched the show, and I know it had like a huge following. Is that like a thing like that would bother people? Like
it irked me that. So that legitimately is like a nitpicky thing. Like just complaining about the names, but like when you don't at least get the like. The thing is, like, the names are small, but if you don't get the names right, like, how seriously did you take the source material? And the same logic can be applied to, like, this Mario thing, like, the Goombas.
Yeah.
Goombas are just walking mushroom people. Yeah. They are the most common enemy in the entire game. You turn them into giant lizard men.
Yeah, it was...
And that's not even fucking close.
It was the fact that, like, I mean, okay, just to confirm something, it's because I was curious, and I actually didn't look this up. So, Koopa was Bowser, right?
Is that the same thing? Because I'm
just curious. Something like that. I forget. Like King Koopa and Bowser. Like I'd have to look it up.
Because he becomes like a T-Rex at the end. Like well, the very like last scene before.
Well, Bowser was always a dragon. I'm pretty sure King Koopa was like the original. Kind of like how Toadstool is the original name of Peach. You know, I'm gonna look it up.
Because I was actually really curious about that. Because it's.
I was hoping for like I was hoping like a Bowser thing. Like I love Bowser.
Yeah, it was a weird... I get the Peach thing. I knew Peach came along later, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure Bowser was already, like, a part of that series by then. And it's like, he's the main bad guy. But,
Here's another interesting thing. At the very end, when, like, Daisy busts, like, you know, yeah, the very King end Koopa credit... and Bowser are the same person. Okay. I should know that. I don't know why I don't. I claim to be...
For some reason, like, I did not know that. Yeah. Because I don't remember shit, so I'm... Fuck it.
Well, I should remember shit because I... love video game history, and that's like a common that should be common knowledge for me.
Whatever. Okay, well, that makes more sense then because, like, I was confused by that because I was like, because they don't say it, I don't think they ever say Bowser ever.
No,
they don't even say his name. Koopa. Also, weird fun fact, Mario never says Daisy's name in the entire movie,
really.
Yeah, apparently, like, it's like cause if you actually really think about it, too, they don't say people's names besides Mike, Mario, and Luigi.
Mario.
Yeah, they don't really talk
like they're Mario.
They don't really talk about anyone. It's like that's why I'm like Big Bertha. I'm like, I don't know who that was because they don't tell me who this character is. I'm like, you're supposed to just assume like they don't go off the source material, so it's not like one to one.
They like whisper like that guy's Toad. Like,
well, it's Toad.
They really do. They're like it almost was like an 80-yard line because like they realize like as they film the movie, yeah. They're like, shit, we didn't say who it fucking was. They're like. Oh yeah, that's Toad over there.
That's
right?
A good theory, though. Do you think all the names are just 80-yard in afterwards because they filmed the whole movie and realized, oh shit, we never said anyone's names.
I think at any so. Point I actually movie. Do. It there feels
was,
like it.
There was apparently like a shit ton of 80-yard. Like,
I believe that
in this movie.
It's not awful. I'll give them that. Like there was a handful of moments I noticed it, but overall I didn't notice the 80-yard. Like, oh, I mean it's there, but it wasn't like continuous.
Yeah, but also the very end. Here's the thing. Like the very final scene. I don't know if James, you stayed to the end credit scene.
I didn't know there was one after the credits.
There's a very last. Yeah, I always have to check. So it's like basically like you know Mario and Luigi in their house, their real house, and like watching TV. And what happens is they're on the news and like basically they get some credit on the news. Like oh, the Mario brothers, they saved the planet from this invasion.
I remember that part, yeah.
And then like Daisy busts in and like
she saves them. She had like a machine gun.
Yeah, she's like a gun or something. She's like
you're not gonna believe this. And then the movie just ends.
And like then Mario's like, oh, I believe it.
Apparently, like that was
you do Mario. I believe it. I believe. And that because that's the thing. That's Luigi says to me, and it's like you gotta believe Mario.
You gotta believe Mario. You gotta believe.
And he apparently that was just a direct ripoff of Back to the Future.
Apparently, really?
Yeah, that was just a ripoff of the Back to the Future. But
you never believe this.
Supposedly, like they left this movie open toward a sequel where they go back
and you know, shoot the shit out of everybody
and fight Donkey Kong.
That would have been actually a good idea.
That would have been kind of cool, man. Yeah, that should have been the villain from the beginning.
That was the last little bit of research I saw on this, and well, like, no, I was blown away.
So here's the thing. No, the villain still should have been King Koopa because it's the Super Mario Brothers movie. Super Mario, the villain of the game is Bowser or King Koopa or whatever you have. But having the sequel be Donkey Kong is awesome because that's Mario's original villain.
That'd be kind of cool.
That's an awesome idea. But once again, Makes no sense.
The Scapelli brothers are the enemy. That's the bad guy.
They get, the Scapelli gets... Scapelli gets de-evolved into a monkey.
By the Super Scope.
He's Donkey Kong. By the
Super Scope.
No. He gets de-evolved into a monkey at the end of the movie. He is going to be Donkey Kong. He was going to be Donkey Kong. What do you want to bet he would have been Donkey Kong for the sequel?
That would be interesting. That would be
Scapelli would have been
Donkey Kong.
He gets
secretly ooze poured on him. Him and the four turtles and the rat. And they just go ape shit.
Yeah.
Literally.
And Shredder pops up out of nowhere.
Yeah. So, I got a game.
All right.
It's not a good game, but I got some quick little stats here.
All right.
But,
it's like Mario, not a good
so
game.
So, this movie was made a $42 million budget.
Okay.
They made $20 million. So, financially, it's a fail. This movie, opening weekend, also came out with a great Sylvester Stallone movie.
What's the one where he's in a tunnel?
No, that's Daylight. That's 96. I can't believe I know that.
Cliffhanger.
Yep. It's Cliffhanger.
Oh my god, did I get it?
It's Cliffhanger.
It's Cliffhanger, okay.
So
well, opening, I don't know why I thought Daylight and Quick Cliffhanger.
He's like, got like two other movies.
I can't believe I knew what you were talking about.
I know. I looked at Josh, I'm like, seriously?
Yeah.
Do you know Daylight? No one knows.
Yeah, I didn't know. I forgot that was a movie.
That was one of my favorites. That was one of the first Stallone movies I
actually really enjoyed that movie.
It's not bad.
So opening weekend, this movie made $8.5 million, where Cliffhanger made 16. Same weekend they opened up.
Wait, so think about that. If they made $8 million, it made about half of its entire box office in the first weekend.
I think it's probably like people realized they saw it, and like all probably like the news reports were like, yo,
this is trash.
This is awful.
So to kind of give perspective and kind of lead you into this game I got here playing.
Okay.
So Cliffhanger on Rotten Tomatoes is at a 65%.
Underrated.
what do you guys happen to know what Mario is?
I'm going
to
guess 23.
16.
It's a cool 14.
Oh, you're closer.
So, I got a list of movies that are kind of like, in this almost in the same vein. Like, I kind of typed in science fiction movies and got some, Rotten Tomatoes scores. Like, I want to see if you guys can see which ones are higher or lower than Mario. Mario is your baseline. I'm going to list off some movies here. I want to see if you guys can compare. See, you know, give me a thumbs up if the movie I say is
higher than the 14 or lower than the 14. Is that what you're going for? Yep. Okay.
So I got a couple that are easy, kind of maybe easy in here a bit.
Solo.
No. I didn't want to hurt myself. I tried to pick movies.
Was it really bad?
It's pretty awful.
I haven't seen it, so.
Yeah.
Jay didn't see it either.
I saw a good part of it.
Did you fall asleep for the other half?
I fell asleep. In the movie theater.
I've done that before.
He didn't miss much. Didn't miss much.
But, so, we got this movie, Mario Bros. At 14%. You guys see that Will Smith movie, After Earth?
I did, actually.
I did not.
What he did
that
with
was the one with, I know that's the one he did with Jaden Smith, yeah.
Interesting premise.
What do you think? Do you think it's better than Mario or worse?
Worse.
Better.
It's actually worse.
Really?
Can I guess 8%?
It was 11.
Damn it.
It wasn't much worse, but it's a lot.
I'll be honest with you, watching that movie, it's not a good movie. It's really bad. Way better than this movie.
Really?
Me personally.
I don't agree.
The premise was at least more interesting. This was just fucking awful.
So I got a couple of other ones here. Kind of mix it up a bit.
Okay.
So I know we're probably going to end up watching this movie because it's a video game movie, but it kind of offers perspective like a video game movie.
Okay.
Have you guys seen the Chun-Li movie? The Street Fighter Chun-Li
movie? Oh, I have not, actually.
That's got to be higher. I'm sure it's still bad, but it's got to be higher.
It's higher, isn't it?
6%.
Oh, my God. Man. I thought he was going to... Threw us off. He went with
it. It's a good one.
It's awful.
It wasn't too lower.
It's a really bad movie, but we'll cover that when we get to it. But I'm not looking forward to that because I've seen that one almost recently.
I can't wait to like find one of these movies we watch, and it's going to be amazing. And I'm going to... My new favorite movie.
So I got one for you, Josh. You guys were talking about it earlier. Last Airbender. Better or worse than Mario Brothers?
That's a tough one.
I'm just going to say worse because I hate that movie. I don't care.
I think
if
I'm
going to
get this wrong, but I think it's better.
It's actually worse. It's a 6%.
Okay.
That movie's trash. It is not a
good movie.
It's
one movie I've heard is really bad.
I didn't like the series. I didn't watch it.
That's why I didn't see
it. I watched it just watching a movie.
If you guys ever get a chance to, I do actually suggest watching the series.
It's
legitimately... It's not even like good for like a kid's show. Like it's still entertaining even as an adult.
I think I'm going to watch the last Airbender movie, get the overview.
Of the first season.
Sum it all
why
up.
Why can I say dumb shit?
Just can't believe it.
It's about as good as the show.
So, I'm hopefully you guys have at least seen this one, Kazam.
Oh, yeah.
I actually have not.
Really? That's a great... Really.
Son of a bitch!
It's a really fun movie.
I know what... I know... And it's with Shaquille O'Neal, right?
Yeah.
Because everyone always thinks that Shazam thing, that weird Mandela effect of that movie existed.
Right.
There's a whole conspiracy theory online. There's a movie called Shazam that was the same premise as the Kazam, but instead of Shaquille O'Neal, it was Sinbad.
Yep.
Interesting.
I'll believe that.
I still remember seeing advertisements for it in my head, but it's never existed.
I firm believer in the Mandela effect.
Oh, I ran into one, by the way. Just a side, like, tangent. I had a weird thing where I thought Cedric the Entertainer died a couple years ago.
Yeah.
You're probably thinking of Bernie Mac.
I knew Bernie Mac died. But I also thought Cedric the Entertainer died.
I remember I explained to you what the Mandela effect was, and you first hit me with, you thought Cedric the Entertainer died. That's actually a thing online that people all think that.
There's a lot of people who think that.
Same thing with, like, the Berenstain Bears. It's not spelled the way it's pronounced.
Berenstain Bears
or something like that.
You don't hear anything about him anymore. And I was like, something popped up where, like, he was in, like, on the movie, and I was like...
I have no idea what he's been in.
I was like, Cedric the Entertainer, I thought he was dead. I haven't heard his name in years.
Yeah, just falls off the earth.
Yeah. And apparently it's a whole thing about people think he's actually, you know, it's a Mandela effect where they thought he died. Similar time to Bernie Mac. But
what about Ghost Rider?
I didn't see Ghost Rider.
That's probably higher.
Did you see Ghost Rider?
No, but I just have a feeling that'd be higher because it's Nicolas Cage and his stuff is generally so bad it elevates.
I don't know, but these are like Rotten Tomatoes are critic scores, correct?
Yes.
And user scores sometimes.
This is going to be a tough one. I'm, you know what? I've been wrong in every single one. Worse.
You're also wrong.
Yes, I know.
It's actually better. It was actually a 16%. Just slightly better.
I was going to guess 16.
Just slightly better, yeah. yeah, it's just one. I tried to find movies that are like, they're all shit in my opinion.
You know what? It's a weird thing. Is like people talk more shit on Super Mario Bros. Than do Ghost Rider.
Yes.
That's why it's like a weird.
And
like,
I think Mario Bros. Is a better movie than Ghost Rider.
Really?
The first Ghost Rider? Yeah, absolutely.
Really? Yeah. Okay. I didn't see it. I didn't know it was that bad.
So maybe hopefully I got one. Have you seen The Neverending Story Part 2?
No, I saw the first part.
I actually didn't see that one.
No, I will skip that one.
Yeah, skip that one, yeah.
What about Batman and Robin with Arnold as Mr. Freeze?
Of course, everyone's seen that. That movie's got 100% Rotten Tomatoes.
I have not seen it.
I'll just say 100%.
Yeah, it's 100%. It's better. I don't give a shit if it's worse. It's better. Thumbs up. I have two thumbs up right now. It's way fucking better.
I'm just going to say worse just to kind of be a contrarian.
It is worse. It's,
worse. Josh, screw you. It's
like 5-1, by the way. My man just crushed you.
I don't care. I wanted the public opinion. Way better movie. Batman, Robert, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Great.
I got two more.
All right.
So
I'm fired up.
I can still win this no matter what now. We're going to get the last two.
Both of these are worth 2 points.
I'm amazed I got one
more. Oh, shit. Then he can tie it up.
Both of these were 2 points. Unless you just answer the same thing he answers, and he can't. Doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah. Then it's split up.
Strategy here.
Then it's 1-1.
Defense. Sharknado 4.
Higher.
It's higher. It's higher.
Oh, yeah. Man.
15%. Just slightly better.
Here's the reason, though. Really? Here's the reason, though. Sharknado is it knows it's bad. So with that in mind, when people know a movie is meant to be bad, they generally rate it higher because they know what it's trying to do.
It's still 50%.
It's still higher. It's still higher.
Schindler's List is 93%. Just to give you perspective.
You know what? Batman and Robin, better than Schindler's List. Woo!
Why do you say Schindler's List?
I think there's a lot of people like me that are in your mind.
Why do you say dumb shit?
And the last one is... Have you seen Tekken?
Tekken?
I forgot they made that into a movie. Tekken. I wonder if it's worse, though, because I don't remember it.
Is it like the Dead or Alive movie?
Yeah.
I don't remember what it is, so I don't remember them. I remember it existing. I just don't remember them making it. So the fact that it has not been in the public conscious for so long, it's got to be worse.
Is there a story in those Tekken games?
Oh yeah, there's a story. Yeah,
Tekken's got a story.
Mortal Kombat's got a crazy story.
I've heard the Mortal Kombat stuff. Street Fighter, yes and no.
I went to like an hour long panel about Mortal Kombat lore, and it was only like half of it. It was nuts.
Yeah, I've actually.
I don't know on any of it.
I fell down a rabbit hole with a bottle of scotch and Wikipedia with Mortal Kombat lore, and it's rich. It's really rich.
It's like a lot of socks that night.
Level of
it is. It really is. It's up there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so Tekken.
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 Kazuya and Hiyachi.
I don't play fighting games, so I don't know.
But they're the main characters.
My Casey, who's been on Still Loading for a little while, he's a huge Tekken fan. Like
it's a popular game.
It's one of his. It's his, one of his I so think, he's I'm probably sure seen it's that favorite movie. Game or favorite series next to Mario.
don't know.
I'm going to have him on for when I inevitably do Tekken.
You should.
Yeah.
We'll bring you back for the Tekken episode. You bring him along.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God. You'd be down for that.
Because I don't know shit about Tekken.
I love Tekken, but probably not to his level.
You joke. I'm going to message him tonight.
Awesome.
All right.
But yeah. Tekken is worse.
It's worse.
Who can tell me what percent is that?
4.
7.
0. It has a 0 on Rotten
Tomatoes.
I don't even know what that means. Does it mean like nobody saw it?
I thought
it means that everyone gave it a 0 or nobody saw it.
Yeah, it could be one of those like...
Well, no, because they would say NA if it were. Like, yeah, they would say no reviews,
I've seen the
right?
movie. It is really bad. It's not 0
I wonder
bad.
About like a limited release because I didn't even know one. I've never heard anyone even mention that.
I got it out of a Redbox for a free code.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I know there's one video game movie that's considered to be the worst of all time.
What's that?
Was it Alone in the Dark?
I've heard
that's a movie.
Bad.
Yeah,
is that
Uwe? I think it's
Uwe
Boll.
Uwe
Boll
has to be.
It's
pretty sure
Uwe
it's
Boll thing.
I'm pretty sure it's one of his, and it's considered to be one of the like overall, not just video games, the worst movie of all time. And I cannot wait to watch it.
I think The Thing is probably the worst movie of all time.
Well,
John Carpenter.
You know what? I think I agree. With you. I agree.
Good. I'm gonna save that.
Yeah.
Play that for you all the time.
Sometimes you gotta commit.
So let's get some final thoughts on the Mario Brothers movie.
What do you got? I'm just gonna point this out.
Do you want a rating?
Yeah. What do you think? Give me a out of 5.
Like a 1.
Just like not even a hesitation, just 1.
I mean, I will. No, this is a serious thing. I watched that movie. All I did was I sat down and played on my computer, put my feet up, was relaxed. For some reason, half, like, 3/4 of the movie, my neck hurt like hell. I wasn't even moving. I'm like, what the hell is that?
Bro, yeah,
I had
shame, man.
Massive headache. And I was like, I'm literally like, this movie's hurting me. It's physically hurting me. I'm not
You
doing
actually
anything.
Texted me that, too, because I texted you. I was like,
yeah.
I texted you while I was halfway through, and I was like, yo, this movie's rough.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm in pain right now.
I had a headache.
You're not even lying.
I don't know what's going on. I felt completely fine before I started the movie. I had a great day. I started that movie, and I ended up not happy with how my day went.
I read that text message because I was like watching it just prepare for the episode. I was like, this movie sucks. This is a chore to get through.
Oh my God.
Like, and, you just wait until you get to some of the other ones you're going to have to watch.
I'm just going to be annoyed because I went in this remembering I liked this movie and I'm just mad at this whole idea for this fucking segment because I'm just going to be pissed off at all the movies I think I like.
Now, are you guys going to review like YouTube, like professionally done YouTube, like video game parodies? Like,
I should because they're actually
like,
good.
Yeah,
that's like
really
the Uncharted one with Nathan Fillion. Did you guys see
that?
Yeah,
I have.
It's amazing.
The Mortal Kombat miniseries is awesome.
I always remember the Back to the Future fan made thing. That was good.
I haven't seen that.
Oh man, it actually has Michael J. Fox in it.
Really?
And I think Christopher Lloyd.
I don't care. Fox.
It's a great fucking trailer.
I love Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
But the overall, this movie.
I let him hold my sketch.
This movie sucks.
It's a terrible movie.
It's just
I'd give it a 2. I'm not gonna be
out of
middle,
5.
2 out of 5. I'm not gonna go middle of the road and say a 3 because it's definitely not a middle.
It's not
of the
a
road
3.
Movie. I'm gonna give it 2. Maybe if I'm being a little bit like taking out the ironic, taking off my ironic glasses, I'll give it like a 1.5 or like 1.75 if I'm gonna go half like in the middle there. But it's. There's enough dumb shit in the movie that it's enjoyable for me to watch. There's enough things that are just out of this world weird or crazy or wrong that I just it makes it enjoyable for me. But if you're going to watch this as a movie, I wouldn't say it's a movie.
No. That's where my headache came from.
One of my favorite quotes ever, like, not to quote another podcast, but like, how did this get made? One of my favorite things is June from How Did This Get Made said a thing where it was actually a James Bond movie. It's like, she's like, well, I just watched this as a movie and not like through nostalgia glasses. So that was a thing. And then Jason goes like, "It's like, how would you rate this as a like? Is this a movie? It's on film."
I feel like
that's pretty much how this I could describe this movie. Is this a movie?
I did try to watch this without like thinking like this is a Mario movie. Like I'm like, is this enjoyable? I feel like basically what I asked you before is like, if they changed the name and the characters and stuff like that, would this be enjoyable? That's how I looked at it, and that's why
I was in pain.
I went into it thinking, like, I was like, you know, the whole, to me, this segment kind of like, all right, so I play the games, here's the movie, kind of like, I'm trying to draw correlations to enjoy it as a video game movie, because that's the point, that's why they're doing it. This, like, there's movies I can watch in the background that don't bother me. If this was on the background, I would just have no background. Like, I'd just turn it off. This is like a 1.5, maybe a 1, closer to 1. Like, it's bad. It's not enjoyable to even have on my TV. I don't feel good for watching it. I don't even want a podcast anymore. I'm just upset that I had to watch this with this.
I would put it on in the background. But once again,
putting bad movies on. It checks that as... Do you say it checks that box as a background movie? Like, you wouldn't act... Like, if you're flipping through the channels, like, oh, cool, Mario's on, but I'm doing something else on, like, my laptop or some shit like that.
Yeah, no, it's a background movie. Okay. There's no way I would, like, go out of my way to purposely watch it except for either to A, show a friend how ridiculous it is, or B, if I... For some reason, like, there's certain... You ever get something where it's like you remember a scene from a specific movie and all of it? Whether the movie's bad or good, you just remember a scene that you really liked and you just are like, oh, I gotta go watch it.
Even if you hate the movie.
Lately for me, it's been a bunch of James Bond stuff as we were talking about off mic. Mm-hmm. But I could picture me, like, remembering, like, the elevator scene, or even, like I said in the beginning of the podcast, where it was when I first saw it on TV and they're like... In their, like, jumpsuits, because that's actually a really cool moment. Like,
when that is actually
see them in their
elevator
jumpsuits.
Opens up and they got their colors on.
Exactly,
it was awesome.
And it was like a cool, movie, like, but... gritty. Isn't a I hate that term for, like, when you make something a little bit darker, but it's a cool version of their, like, outfits from the games. I didn't mind that. I liked that they had the hats on. I thought that the colors were cool. That it wasn't just flat green or flat red.
That was fine. I actually did enjoy that. It didn't last very long.
I kind of hoped, like, once they bust out the suit, the movie was going to, like, ramp up and they're just going to kick a bunch of ass. It's just kind of like they did, like, one jump boot thing, and I was like, oh.
Mario did not jump on anyone, by the way.
No, he didn't. Yeah. And to be fair, when I say that I'd probably put this on after reminiscing about something like that, I'd probably watch about the first 10 minutes and get bored again. So,
Josh, you're a stronger man than I was, because I'd rather listen to white noise.
That's the name of this podcast, White Noise.
No, I meant White Noise, a movie. A shitty horror movie.
It's not that bad of a movie. Michael Keaton?
Is he in that? Oh, is that that one?
Michael Keaton.
I was thinking the one where, like, they're fucking, like, there's, like, radio, like, monsters, like, static monsters and shit.
Well, not. I mean, they use radio to find them, but Michael Keaton's in it. And, spoiler alert, he gets brutally ripped apart at the end of that. Huh. Like, the ghost just beat his ass. And you don't see it coming. You're like, oh, we're near the end of the movie, we're going to wrap this up. And then the ghosts just go butt wild and ape shit and just shred him. And you're like, this is a violent fucking movie. The whole movie, not really that violent, kind of spooky, jumpy shit.
He changed the radio channel.
Put on the NPR, he's got God.
He put on some fucking classical rock. Yeah. All of a sudden, you know, fucking Nickelback came on and shit went wild.
Love it is. Get him. We're crossing dimensions.
Gotcha.
Those ghosts were, like, really tame before. It wasn't even a horror movie. It was a kids movie before that.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Teach all the kids about the dangers of Nickelback.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes it sound like it's a DARE program.
It might be.
Yo, Jimmy was doing Nickelback.
Jimmy just beats his ass.
He's doing Nickelback behind the school.
Let's go to him.
Send him to jail.
The greatest hits.
He's like, I'm rebelling at school. He just pull out a picture, photograph right on the table.
It's just a photograph. He starts speaking the lyrics. Look at this photograph.
Look at this photograph.
And he starts speaking it dramatically too. Every time it, you know, it makes me laugh.
I used to have a friend.
Starts getting crying and shit like that.
I've been off Nickelback for 4 years. Oh, nice, man.
4 year clean.
Yeah, 4 years clean.
My name's Josh. Hello, Josh. I've been off of Nickelback for about 5 years now. I'm now going to Dime Forward.
You're striving.
That's a dumb joke.
It's a slow burn, but it got me. Oh, Dime Forward, man.
Between it's that the, and the fucking Mario movie, I don't know if I can take it.
It's the doppelganger for Nickelback. Yeah. So instead of, like, generic rock shit, you get, like, the most far out emo, like, screaming shit. It's not even, there's no melody. No. It sounds like the Himalayan vocal chants or whatever.
Which I would also take over Super Mario Bros. In the background.
I actively listen to that in my car, and my wife yells every time it comes on, like, my playlist.
That's like, not the, shocking.
The mongrel vocal change. The monk vocal.
He's not lying about that. Actually,
really, you actually have that on like your phone or
something? Yeah, I actually listen to that shit. Yeah,
he listens to weird shit.
Yeah, you go from like
all
crazy.
Better than the Mario.
No, what's nuts? This is just in speaking of that the dude from, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of or listened to Pentatonix before. Mm-hmm. Their former bass singer for it can actually do that. He can sing the two tones at once.
That's pretty cool.
I've seen videos of him doing it live. It's nuts. He'll sing like neat. Jingle bells or something underneath it.
Man, that's what you
but
know.
It's crazy.
It's like a superpower.
I know, right?
It's like the lame X-Men.
He grows his fingernails really long,
not
too.
Not the hero we deserve.
I'll make your knees itch. Like in the spot, you just keep scratching, it doesn't stop.
Like, I would love that actually, you know, it's a real movie. Just like superheroes with the shittiest powers. I know, Mystery Man.
Yeah,
did
Mystery
that, but I wanted it to be even worse.
Worse.
I wanted it to be like they actually had like somewhat like legit.
Draw out somebody's eyes.
Hi, I'm Dane Cook.
He felt that somewhere. He's like, someone got me again.
Dane Cook.
He just fell down the steps at his apartment.
I remember when Dane Cook actually got made fun of and people like laughed about it. Nowadays, it's like, we want Dane Cook back.
Yeah. Dane Cook was who Dane Cook is.
Can we make another one like that kitchen movie? What was it called?
He was such a one-hit wonder in the comedy world. Like he hit huge and then had like a couple movies. And
I like him in Good Luck Chuck.
Oh, what's my best friend's girl? But Jason Biggs.
I think what's
he was the tank. I remember that he was like the guy that he would send on dates to like, or he would head to service
where he would
go out and be like the worst like date ever. So they would go back to their boyfriends.
Yeah.
And they would, oh man,
I forgot about that.
I actually really enjoyed that movie.
Yeah, I like the one where he's also like with Jessica Simpson where they're working like a Costco
employee.
Yeah,
Jack Shepard.
That was a.
I never saw it. I just remember it.
I remember that.
Andy Dixon.
That's actually a pretty good one. Yeah, I actually do enjoy that movie. That's a background movie.
I
put that on in the background.
I'd say my favorite background movie before we wrap this up is my background movie for always is Dogma. Like that is the movie. Like no matter if it's on, it could be 20 minutes in, 20 minutes left. It's just all right. Listen.
My favorite scene in that movie is at the very end when Alanis Morissette reveals herself to be God or whatever, and.
It's a funny statement. If you say it out loud,
Alanis Morissette in their world, but you know she's portraying God. And Jay wakes up after all the shit that happened. You know the angels are defeated. You know Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are defeated, and he wakes up and he's just pissed. And you don't know why he's pissed. He's just waking up. He's like, "What the fuck is going on? Who the fuck is that bitch?" He's like pointing to God while he's doing it. He's just like he's so mad.
Just and goes off.
I don't know why. This is like a weird thing that I find hysterical. Anytime there's a character in a movie who's like unrealistically mad about something, no reason to be mad, doesn't do anything about it, but I just find it absolutely hysterical.
Yeah,
it's the same thing in if you ever watch like any of the Minions movies, there's like a scene where like a fire alarm goes off and a Minion just out of his mind angry bursts through a wall with a hose, doesn't do anything with it, and just runs out the other wall and disappears. For some reason, that just makes me laugh so hard because it's just like
modern day slapstick comedy.
I guess so. It's like just unbridled anger for no reason in movies.
Josh just loves rage.
It sounds like he has some issues here, Josh. You just like when people get angry and they can't do anything about it.
So they just start screaming randomly.
He's like emotional outbursts.
Nickelback!
He goes to Star Wars Con. He's like, Star Trek's better! Rage!
You would think I would actually like to troll people, but I hate trolling.
It's so much fun. You gotta try it.
I know, you do it to him all the time.
We were passing plugs. I was like, is this the Fortnite convention?
Oh yeah, I yelled at you.
Where did you say that? At the PAX?
And everyone just kind of looked at me like, oh.
I know I was in line. I couldn't like separate myself. And, like the end of the line was too deep for me to get
out.
We
were all stuck together. You're coming down with me.
I was too committed. I was like,
you're coming down.
Meanwhile, like we're repping the brand and I'm just like, fuck.
I gotta say dumb shit.
Toss his shirt out now. Yeah,
starting to rift.
But
that pretty much concludes us. Watching a horrible movie. One out of, what, 40? 30?
It's your own 40 for 40.
Did you give your score, by the way?
What's that?
Did you give your score for what you thought Mario was?
I give like a 1.5.
Okay.
Yeah, he did say it was like...
All right, let's make sure.
It was awful. I've seen worse. There's worse on this list.
Jerked off the worse.
Fact. I've watched. Now, I give that a 2 stars.
Yes.
Do you guys want to say what you're doing for the next episode so that way people can prep for it, like watch it ahead of time?
I don't think we know.
You know, I think we should come up with it now.
It's either...
What's in your head? Like, what are the two options?
Street Fighter.
Street Fighter
is the next one.
Yeah, we're already on the same page.
I know Street Fighter is also one of those movies that I liked it.
I actually really enjoyed Street Fighter. I'm excited to see it.
I never saw it, so I'm excited to watch it and listen to what you guys say about it.
There's some cool actual background that actually somewhat involves us and where we were from in that movie.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Very interesting. But I'll tease that. We'll go into it when we cover the movie. But I'm excited to do that one.
Yeah, we're going to do Street Fighter really next. And, it's going to be a chore. I'm pretty sure it's going to be easier to find in 480p Mario.
I have a DVD of it.
All right, good, because I will kick your front door if I have to watch that potato fucking Minecraft mode on
TV. I think we're going to have a great time doing that one.
It's Jean-Claude Van Damme song. And the dude...
JCVD?
Fucking guy who plays Gomez from the Addams Family.
Raul Julian, I think it's correctly.
Yeah, he's awesome. I actually really like that guy.
And Bison.
Of course.
I don't remember anyone else in that movie, though.
Blanca?
Well, the actors or the characters? Oh,
the actors.
I was just going to name characters. I can name a bunch of characters.
I don't remember the other actors.
I don't even know who that is.
It's the boxer.
Oh, okay.
I like Jean-Claude Van Damme. I loved him in Bloodsport.
Bloodsport was a great move.
Kumite.
That's how you close it out.
Just a quick little shout-out. Just shout-out to Podbeard Network. It's really easy now because they're pretty much what I listen to, and you're fucking on it.
You stole his plug, man.
Boom.
Stole his plug there.
But he is the plug. I'm plugging him.
I'll still plug
him. He's part of the plug.
We're plugging him?
He is the plug.
I'll still plug
Apparently getting plugged.
I'm plugging Josh.
That's my padded in creeper laugh. Copyright.
But Josh, if they want to check out Still Loading and get more of that sweet baritone Josh sexy voice.
Yeah. It's a great podcast.
Where'd I get you at?
Always enjoyable.
Thank you.
And check us out at No Geeks Loud.
No Geeks Loud and
K-N-O-W.
K-N-O-W. I like that you establish that. Yeah. We don't.
I do it all the time because I don't want people to type in the wrong thing.
No Geeks Loud. Really bad at marketing ourselves.
I cannot promote my podcast to people in person. I feel so awkward about it.
I can't do it. Just lick your hand and touch your face I do a podcast.
Stink palm them or something?
Yeah. Just stink palm I do a podcast.
No. Just walk up to them and just do the face waterfall.
Then you get the awkward part out of the way. By the way, I do a podcast. Check it out. And then they're like, you just touched me, dude.
You're not even listening.
As you walk away, I didn't wash my hands.
just fish hook them. Come here.
Just stick your finger in as well.
Yeah, just real quick.
I didn't wash that, by the way.
Yeah. Oh god,
this is gonna go off.
Does my finger smell like ass?
I wasn't gonna go there.
I can't even do it. I'm losing it.
But no, follow these guys at No Geeks Allowed.
Josh,
it's the same one. Oh, it's KGA Podcast on Twitter, right?
Yeah,
why not?
You don't even know the Twitter handle?
Yeah, why not?
I'm pretty sure it's KGA Podcast.
I'm pretty sure it is because I didn't think about making them all the same thing.
When I do the Follow Friday stuff, I always have to the first time I actually had to try to tag you guys in, I tried typing KNOW and it wouldn't come up. I'm like, what the hell? I'm following them. Why isn't it working?
Because I wasn't smart enough to make them all the same thing. When I
did it by accident, but it worked out.
Preach.
Yeah.
Preach.
But so this is Josh from Still Loading. Thanks for coming, buddy.
Yeah, thank you for inviting. We'll have you on again, man.
It was a good time.
Yeah, we'll definitely have you on again.
Yeah, we gotta do this again.
The actual factual knowledge you bring to this podcast.
Way better than us.
I didn't really bring any facts on this one.
Still better than us.
Yeah. I made up everything. I didn't watch the movie.
it's so long.
That blurry mess? I just closed my eyes the whole time.
I was like, dude, this is terrible. I opened my eyes and some hot mozzarella's coming out of the ceiling. I was like, what am I watching?
Is that the king or is that my TV?
Is this Alien 6?
True.
But I guess for my shout-outs, shout-out to the network I joined recently, the Podbeard Network. You can follow them on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, just Podbeard Network, just search it. I don't even know what the handle is. I'm a bad spokesman.
You can
follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, at StillLoadingPod on all of them. You can also contact me at StillLoadingContact@gmail.com. So those are my plugs. Podbeard Network, I get Two Guys in a Game, The Hotter Show, all great podcasts.
Dope shows.
Mike's and Beers. Dark Runner Gaming on Twitch. There's a show called, I'm blanking on it, Honestly Lazy Show. That's their YouTube show.
Boom.
Which I haven't admittedly watched, but I'm sure it's good.
I trust it. I trust TJ.
I trust Podbeard.
You're really good at remembering all those plugs, I'll be honest with you. I can't remember my own name half the time.
You gotta trust the beard. Hear the beard as our one of our hashtags.
Boom.
You gotta hear it.
You gotta hear the beard. Yeah.
But nice. Yeah, that's so final closing notes, one more thing, Josh.
Alright.
What's your thoughts on episode 1 of the Star Wars movie?
You know, I'm gonna put this out there. Dane Cook, better comedian than Dave Chappelle.
I don't understand why you do this to me. Who's he talking to? I was talking to Josh. You guys just say dumb shit at the end of the fucking
show. Oh, is this Mike live?
No, we're done.
It's live?
No.
Oh, shit. Really? My bad.